It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into a topic that affects many people, mindlessness and ADHD. And I include myself in that many people because I'm diagnosed with ADHD. So to those of you who, by the way, I'm not a professional I'm not a psychologist, so I don't have a professional background in ADHD. It's only my own personal experience being someone diagnosed with ADHD. With that little caveat out of the way, I would like to say that I think a lot of people with ADHD are the types of people who say, oh, I can't meditate because I can't empty my mind. First up, that's a misunderstanding of what meditation is and what mindfulness is. It's not, meditation is not emptying your mind. Meditation, at least mindfulness meditation, is at some point noticing that your mind has wandered and bringing it back to what it is that you're focusing on. In meditation, it's often your breath or your body, whatever it is that you're focusing on. So I would say, first of all, if you've ever noticed that your mind has wandered, then yes, you can meditate, because that's all we're doing is noticing that our mind has wandered and bringing it back to the point of attention. And then second of all, I'd say, at least from my perspective as someone with ADHD, I can't say what it's like to not have ADHD. It feels like maybe ADHD people are the people who need mindfulness the most, because what is ADHD? It stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, but we're focusing here on the attention deficit. And what is mindfulness? It's training yourself to pay attention. So whether you have been diagnosed with ADHD or you simply find yourself frequently drifting into mindlessness, today's episode is for you. We will, and by the way, diagnoses like ADHD, everyone finds themselves drifting into mindlessness at times. ADHD is simply that you do it more than the norm. So this really is for everyone who finds that mindfulness helps, of course, because it's not for everybody. I digress. Did I mention I have ADHD? Anyway, so in today's episode, we'll explore how mindfulness can help manage the challenges associated with ADHD, and I'll offer some practical tools that have helped me to increase focus, reduce impulsivity, and cultivate a greater sense of presence in daily life. So attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, is a condition that affects millions of people around the world. It's characterized by difficulties with attention, impulsivity, and hyperactivity, and it can make it challenging to stay present, focused, and organized. While these symptoms can vary in severity, they often lead to a sense of mindlessness, feeling scattered, distracted, or disconnected from the present moment. Mindfulness offers a way to counteract this mindlessness by bringing our attention back to the here and now. It's about developing the ability to notice when our minds have wandered and gently guiding our focus back to the present moment, whether that's the task at hand, our breath, or our surroundings. For those with ADHD, mindfulness can be a powerful tool for managing symptoms and improving overall well-being. One of the key challenges for individuals with ADHD is staying focused on a single task without getting distracted by external stimuli or internal thoughts, or what I and many others with ADHD like to call shiny objects. This can lead to a feeling of mindlessness where the mind is constantly jumping from one thing to another, never fully settling on anything. Mindfulness helps us recognize these moments of mindlessness and gently bring our attention back to what we're doing. It's not about forcing ourselves to concentrate, but rather about cultivating a gentle awareness of where our attention is and making conscious choices about where to direct it. To better understand how mindfulness can help with ADHD, think of your mind as a spotlight. When you have ADHD, that spotlight tends to move around a lot, shining on different things for short periods of time. This can make it difficult to focus on one thing for an extended period. Unless, of course, we get to your special interest, in which case it's hard to shift your focus away from your special interest to anything else. Anyway, mindfulness teaches us how to steady that spotlight, how to notice when it's moving away from where we want it to be, and how to guide it back with patience and compassion. One of the most important aspects of using mindfulness to manage ADHD is self-compassion. It's easy to get frustrated or self-critical when we struggle to focus or when our minds feel scattered. But mindfulness teaches us to approach these challenges with kindness rather than judgment. Instead of criticizing ourselves for being distracted, we can simply notice the distraction, acknowledge it without judgment, and then we can gently bring our focus back to the present moment. This practice of self-compassion is essential for anyone managing ADHD, as it helps reduce the negative self-talk that can exacerbate symptoms. And I want to remind you as well, if you find yourself judging yourself, that is also natural. Don't try to fight that. Just acknowledge it and let go of the judgments of yourself judging. Or if you're judging yourself for judging, let go of the judgments of the judging, and so on. We always do that in layers. So remembering that judging is a natural thing. It happens automatically. So we don't need to judge ourselves for judging. We just need to not get caught up in the judging and let those judging thoughts go, just like we let any other thoughts come and go like clouds in the sky. To illustrate the potential of mindfulness in managing ADHD, I want to share a story called The Butterfly and the Garden. There was once a young boy who loved to play in his garden. Every day, he would run from one flower to the next, chasing butterflies and trying to catch them. But the butterflies were quick, and the boy could never hold on to them for long. He would get frustrated and tired, feeling like he could never fully enjoy the garden. One day, the boy's grandmother came to visit and watched him chase the butterflies. She smiled and said, "You know, if you sit still and wait, the butterflies might come to you." The boy didn't believe her at first, but he decided to try. He sat down in the middle of the garden and waited. At first, he felt restless and impatient, but after a while, he began to notice the beauty of the flowers, the gentle breeze, and the warmth of the sun. As he sat there quietly, a butterfly landed on his hand. The boy smiled, realized that by being still and present, he could enjoy the garden in a whole new way. This story reminds us that sometimes the more we chase after something, the more elusive it becomes. But when we take a moment to pause, to be still and present, we can experience life in a richer, more fulfilling way. For those of us with ADHD, mindfulness offers a similar approach. By slowing down, becoming aware of our thoughts and surroundings, and practicing patience, we can navigate the challenges of ADHD with greater ease and presence. Now that we've explored the concept of using mindfulness to manage ADHD, let's talk about some practical techniques you can use to cultivate mindfulness in your daily life. Number one, start with short, focused practices. If you have ADHD, long meditation sessions can feel overwhelming or frustrating. I know they did for me at first. So instead, start with short, focused practices. Set a timer for 3 to 5 minutes, I would say even 1 minute is a good start. And focus on your breath as a simple object or even the sensations in your body. When your mind wanders, and it will, gently bring your attention back to the chosen focus. These short practices can help you build the habit of mindfulness without feeling overwhelmed. And also just remember, whenever you notice that your mind has wandered, that is a success, not a failure. The fact that you noticed that your mind has wandered means that you're now mindful. Now, number two, use mindfulness cues throughout the day. Incorporate mindfulness into your daily routine by using cues to remind yourself to come back to the present moment. This could be something as simple as taking a mindful breath every time you check your phone, wash your hands, or sit down to eat. These small moments of mindfulness can add up over time, helping you stay more grounded and present throughout the day. Number three, as I've already said, practice self-compassion. Remember that it's okay to struggle with focus and attention, especially if you have ADHD. When you notice yourself getting distracted or frustrated, practice self-compassion. Acknowledge your experience without judgment and remind yourself that it's okay to take things one step at a time. You might say to yourself, it's okay to be distracted. I'm doing my best. Or even, good job, you caught yourself being distracted. And then gently bring your focus back to the task at hand. Number four, break tasks into manageable steps. Again, for those of us with ADHD, large tasks can be overwhelming and lead to procrastination. So practice breaking tasks into smaller, more manageable steps and approach each step mindfully. Focus on one step at a time, bringing your full attention to it before moving on to the next. This can help reduce feelings of overwhelm and make it easier to stay focused. Number five, set an intention for mindful attention. Maybe today your daily intention can be to approach your tasks and activities with mindful attention. You might frame this intention as a question. How many more ways can I continue to focus mindfully and stay present even more? This intention will guide your practice and help you stay grounded throughout the day. Mindfulness teaches us that even when our minds feel scattered and distracted, we can always come back to the present moment. By cultivating mindfulness, we can navigate the challenges of ADHD with greater awareness, compassion, and ease. I'll just remind you of one of my favorite quotes, which is, "In this moment, there is seldom a problem." In this moment, there is seldom a problem. So while everything might be swirling around us like a big storm, all of the things that have to get done, all of the things that you're worried about, and all of the things that you think about what you said yesterday and blah, blah, blah. While it might be a big storm out there, if you return to the present moment, that's like the eye of the storm, where it's completely calm and peaceful. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance in managing ADHD, I do offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my new app, also called It's Now Again. Hopefully it's in your Play Store or your Apple App Store by the time this episode comes out. If not, just keep an eye out at jeremywest.net for it, and where you'll find a growing library in there of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of mindful attention and focus. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.